Here's today's Spotlight on Learning on WCHL. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. Our theme this week is on nurturing our kids in the spirit of spring. Yesterday, we focused on the high school learner with nurturing a sense of self. Today, we're going to zoom in on the highly sensitive kid and nurturing their spirit. If you're not familiar with the term HSP, I encourage you to check out the website of Dr. Elaine Aaron, who first coined this term of the highly sensitive person. Her work in this field spans over 25 years and identifies an aspect of our society that comprises about 15 to 20% of the population. HSPs are genetically wired to absorb others' energy, to notice nuances on an intuitive level, to process information differently, and to feel all of life deeply. As a result, kids who are highly sensitive usually have a fundamental belief that they're constructed with a fatal flaw. This means demystifying the trait of being supersensitive and framing this proclivity into a strength instead of a weakness. So let's provide sacred space to nurture the spirit of your highly sensitive kid. It takes courage and commitment, but is so worth it. When writing about the inner life, Dr. Elaine Aaron, in her book, The Highly Sensitive Child, says, many HSCs, or highly sensitive children, have had contemplative or mystical experiences from an early age. Even without formal religious instructions, they may have prayed, met angels, heard voices, and experienced the transcendent. And believe me, these highly sensitive children are quite sane and normal. I'm Sandra Clifton, board-certified educational therapist. If you want to learn more, visit my blog on chapelboro.com.